Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. Delighted to be here with you on a rainy Tuesday in the Valley. On the Mark is always brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Our hotlines are open today, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Include the keywords OTM. Or letters, I should say, not word. That's not a word. Odom, I guess it would be. On the Mark is brought to you, as I said, by Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They cordially invite you to find out more about the great options they always offer when you purchase your next vehicle. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share, and they take pride in helping all their customers find just the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. They are a master towing service with decades of experience, second to none. Come to think of it, second to none. Learn more about them and visit them on the web at sunburymotors.com. All right, our hotlines are open. We want to get started briefly this morning. I was expecting a note from EB saying how delighted she was that the Supreme Court was unanimous in keeping Donald Trump on the ballot, which is what should have happened. But not everybody was sharing that. Some of the left-leaning media, boy, they were having their hair on fire over this one. I was particularly interested in a guy who is a conservative, George Conway. He's a conservative attorney, and he was on CNN, and boy, his views are a little interesting.
You initially said that you thought the Supreme Court would have a difficult time. Your quote that I looked up today was, avoiding the consequence of the plain language of the 14th Amendment. It was obviously a 9-0 call today, so I wonder, you know, what you made of this ruling, and if you feel differently now.
I don't feel differently. I think they did have a very difficult time with it because I don't think any of the three opinions make any sense whatsoever. I think these opinions are fundamentally incoherent, and they're fundamentally arbitrary. And I think that I think it just shows the difficulty the court had in trying to select an off-ramp here. I mean, they totally rejected the Trump's principal arguments, which were that the president is somehow not an officer of the United States, and the other argument, which was that he did not engage in an insurrection. And the latter, I think, is the most important takeaway from this, notwithstanding Donald Trump declaring victory. He remains an adjudicated insurrectionist after this opinion because the Supreme Court did not in any way undercut or contradict or suggest in any way there was any infirmity in the factual findings made by the lower courts.
Why do you think that was?
Because he's unquestionably an insurrectionist. There really wasn't, I mean, it would have been absurd for the court to try to redefine what it means to engage in an insurrection and to engage and what an insurrection is to try to fit it to get Donald Trump off the hook. And that's what the court was terrified about. They didn't want to go there.
An adjudicated insurrectionist. How about that? That's George Conway, who's on CNN. I think he's Kellyanne Conway's ex. Weren't they getting divorced, I think? They certainly don't agree on a lot of things, including President Trump. Stan, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Wasn't it wonderful, those radical justices, Kagan, Sotomayor, and Jackson? Those radicals, those radical conservatives, went and said Trump couldn't be kept off the ballot. No, but I think, awesome, don't you think?
It is, but I think George Conway makes an interesting point there that they in no way said anything about the underlying facts that motivated the states to try and take him off the ballot. They didn't say he wasn't an insurrectionist. They just said the states don't have the right to do this.
I'm going to explain this once to the people out there that thinks he is. Okay? There is a law, 18 U.S.C. 2383, look it up, the Rebellion and Insurrection Act. No one has been charged under that law for January 6th. Zero people, including Donald Trump. So until someone is charged with that law, which is what the 14th Amendment gave the Congress the power to do, to set... How's it word? Let me read it here. The Congress shall have power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article, which they have with 18 U.S.C. 2383. Okay? So, the Supreme Court knows that you're going to allow state officials just to convict and punish someone without ever charging them with a crime? That's what this is all about.
I'm not arguing.
I'm sure Stalin and Mao and Hitler would be proud of these people.
Well, I won't argue that point with you, but I mean, I think they could have commented on the fact that it wasn't an insurrection, you know, that it was that application of the law or of the law would have been inappropriate, but they didn't comment on it.
There's nothing to comment.
Yes, there
was. They were punishing for something that didn't happen.
No, but they said, here's my point, and maybe I'm not making it very well. They said the states don't have the right to take him off the ballot because he's an insurrectionist or because they believe he is an insurrectionist. They just said it's not up to the states to do this. It's up to the federal government through federal legislation, which you correctly point out. But they could have also said, you know, we doubt that this meets the criteria in any event. So that it really shouldn't have been brought at all.
What does it meet the criteria that there was an insurrection?
No, that he was part of it. You know, if they honestly believed that it wasn't
an insurrection, Joe.
Okay, well,
they
could
have
made.
Period.
They could have made that comment. And additionally, we find that there was no insurrection, but they didn't.
Well, they don't make those determinations because that wasn't what was before the court.
Oh, yeah, it was partially what was before the court because that was the motivation behind trying to get him off the ballot, claiming he was an insurrectionist. So that's certainly relevant.
Well, you know, I'd like to know where Mr. Conway found that he was adjudicated an insurrectionist.
Because
where
of what?
What court of law has that been adjudicated in?
The lower courts held that that's what he was. So he wasn't convicted.
What lower courts?
Not the Commonwealth Court, but the Court of Appeals that upheld the original ruling.
You mean in Colorado?
In Colorado, right. The appeals
so
court.
So when was he charged with insurrection?
Well, he wasn't. They didn't say he was charged
exactly.
with it. They said, no, you're missing it. He was adjudicated. That means that there's a difference between adjudication and conviction.
Joe.
Stand.
You could be adjudicated by a court that you are a bank robber, a rapist, and a murderer, and you've never done any of those things. Now, is that right?
No.
Are we turning into a communist country here?
It just sounds official to say he was an adjudicated insurrectionist.
Is that what it is? Well, you know, considering Conway's part of the pedophile Lincoln Project, I expect no less.
The pedophile Lincoln Project. You've lost
me. Yeah, their members have been arrested and booted out for being pedophiles.
You're talking about that pizzeria in Washington?
No. I'm talking about the members of the Lincoln Project, the people that ran the show.
Okay. No, I'm not familiar with that.
They're a bunch of lowlifes. But that's neither here nor there. But he's full of it. There's no adjudication when there's no indictment, trial, or conviction. And for a court to say that, they're walking into some real banana republic crap, aren't they?
Well, you could be adjudicated a juvenile delinquent without ever having been convicted if a court finds that you misbehaved. You'd have to look up the definition.
That's how it goes. But the person is usually in court able to have to put up a defense, correct?
Well, I think they could have said accused insurrectionist because he has been accused of being an insurrectionist.
Mm-hmm. By who?
By the left.
Democrats.
Right. Well, yeah. There are some Republicans that have accused him of that, too.
What, Nikki Haley?
Well, how about the guy who was Mitch McConnell? I mean, he certainly didn't mince any words about him.
Ah, Mitch McConnell. Yeah, was it that one? He was having one of his episodes where he didn't know what was going on?
Well, you know, I take something away from this. I mean, I think it's wonderful that the Supreme Court unanimously agreed on this, even though there were three separate opinions. Amy Coney Barrett wrote one that kind of blistered the people on the left for going too far. You know, she felt that they extended it a little too far in what they were doing. So, and she actually criticized them, sniped at them, which is something that's highly unusual on the Supreme Court. But it does point out the divisions. But the fact that the real takeaway here is 9-0, Donald Trump stays on the ballot. That's what's important. That's the main takeaway.
Uh-huh. And that's going to be the Democrat line the whole freaking year. Insurrection, insurrection. The last insurrection ended in 1865. I'm sorry. If there's been one since, I haven't heard about it. I've seen riots across the country. And in 2020, I've seen the cities burned. And I don't believe there was any insurrection charges filed against any of those radicals that did that. In fact, I believe it was in Portland, Oregon. They continually firebombed and attacked the federal courthouse, keeping it from doing its business for like 90-some days. And I don't believe any of those people were arrested and charged with insurrection.
Well, I think
so. We had a 3 or 4 hour riot at the Capitol. Not a good thing. I don't agree with it. There was no insurrection.
Well, Stan, you're not going to overturn the government by something you do in Portland, Oregon, but you might well overthrow the government by doing something in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, with what? A stick?
Well,
a little pepper spray? That's going to overthrow the government? I'm sorry, if they're that weak down there, then maybe we do need to clean house.
Well, I agree. We'll give you the last word, sir, as always.
Well, it's great to see these radical, you know, radical three in the Supreme Court got some brains in her head and decided the way they all did. So, y'all have a great day. Enjoy the liberty in this country.
Oh.
Because the Democrats are the destroyers of democracy when they're trying to keep people off the ballots.
Okay.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Stan. Appreciate your comments, as always. Tom, you're on the mark from Sunbury, and I'm sure you have another view on this.
Well, you know, whether this was an insurrection or whatever you want to call it, it was despicable. The guy is a bum. He's worthless. He's lower than dog doo-doo on pond scum.
My gosh, that's pretty low.
And he's lower than that. And anybody that's voting for a guy like that, you got Nikki Haley out there, who's a decent person. I may not agree with everything she says, but she's a decent person and would run the government, and she would go by the, you know, do things the right way instead of trying to go around everything like Trump does. He's a disgrace. And people that are voting for that guy, they're a disgrace.
Well, a lot of people are voting for him.
That's despicable what happened on January the 6th.
All right.
Whether you want to call it an insurrection or whatever you want to call it, it's despicable.
Well, I won't disagree with you on that. I think it's a shame that American citizens stormed their own capital. You know, I'm never going to agree with what they did. Never. But, you know, what responsibility does Donald Trump have for it? I think his
all
biggest...
All of it.
No, I don't think all of it, but I think he does have responsibility.
All of it. Joe, I explained this to you before. Had he accepted the results of the election, had he had not 1 year or 2 years before the election even happened, said, I will accept the results of the election, instead of saying, if I lose, it's fixed. He caused that by starting right there. Right there is where he started, where he's wrong. He should have never put it out there that the election was fixed if he didn't win, and then he should have accepted the election after the election was over, and he didn't do it. And he is 100% responsible for what happened, because all he had to do was accept the re-election results, and none of this would have happened. None of it.
Well, even if he had accepted the results, and let's say people had come to protest at the Capitol, I think his biggest responsibility was that he didn't do something to stop it once
Joe,
it started.
That people would not have come. He invited them to come.
Sure.
You guys just can't stop finding a way to defend this guy. He's no good. He's no good. Why do you keep trying to? There's always this way where you got to go back and. But.
Yeah, but he's not worth. He's not a
worthless
guy.
No, the guy's a bum. He's no good.
Well, I disagree with you. I think he has certain positive attributes. Unfortunately, sometimes he lets the bad side of him get carried away. You know, I think he.
And I got something else I want to get straightened out with you guys.
All right, straighten us out.
Now, Thursday's show, I mean, it's hard to say which was the worst ever shows because there's so many that are so bad. But now they brought up this again about this. The Democrats are going to turn this world into a one-world government. That's what they keep saying. You had several people on there, Dan and Joseph.
Right.
Were two of them. I think Bongino, Bill was another one.
And Van has said.
The Democrats are going to turn this country into a one-world government, the whole world. That means they're going to have to take over 195 countries. There's 195 countries in the world. I want to know from your nuts, Dan and Bongino, Bill, and Al, the other guy, I can't think of his name.
Joseph?
How are they going to do it? I want to know step by step how they are going to take over China, Russia.
I don't think that's what they were saying.
Spain, they're
going to
take over...
Tom.
They're going to take over Finland and Australia. How are they going to do it?
Tom, I think they were saying someone's going to take us over, not we were going to take somebody over.
No, that isn't what they mean.
Well, that's what I got out of it.
So how are they going to do it? Well, if that's how they're going to do it, how are they going to do it?
Well, and what do they get if they do it? If you control the whole world, what have you gained?
Who's going to do it? Is Finland and Austria and all these other Greenland and all these other, are they going to take us over?
No, I think it's
going to. I mean, that's the whole world.
I think it's going to be.
One world government. I mean, I want an explanation on this.
I think it's going to be Costa Rica, personally.
Oh, it's going to be Costa Rica that's going to take us over.
No,
I mean, how is this possible? These guys that you got calling this show are some of the biggest MAGA nuts that are on the face of the earth with these theories. It's ridiculous. There's no way that we are going to take the world over, and there's no way that the world's going to take us over.
How do you know
it's
that?
It's possible.
I don't necessarily buy it, but how do you know that no one's going to do it? What do you think the Chinese communists or Trump...
Now, there
what
you
think
go, making an excuse. You don't buy it, but now you make an excuse.
Well, what do you think their goal is? What do you think the goal is of the Chinese communists? What's
the
their
Chinese
goal?
The Chinese communists?
Yeah, what's
well,
their goal?
I think they'd like to get us.
Okay, so you don't
think
they're...
That's one country. That's a big country.
You don't think they're working on it? You don't think Russia would like
and
to see
China,
us
and
fall?
And so is China.
But
China would like to take us over.
Okay, but
you got all kinds of other countries that don't. That's why NATO, all those countries in NATO, they don't want to take us over. We don't want to take them over.
No, well, that's I agree with you on that one.
It is a stupid, ridiculous argument that comes on this show all the time by these nuts you got calling, and I want an explanation. I want to know how they're going to do it. All either right. way, whether we're going to take them over or they're going to take us over, I want to know how they're going to do it in great detail.
I think you've opened up a discussion on biblical prophecy that we probably won't get into.
It has nothing to do with the Bible.
Well, I think it does.
Do
I think
the
they're
Bible.
Pointing
don't,
out that...
They don't even need to bring that up.
But yeah, I think they do because it's biblical prophecy. So...
No, it is no biblical prophecy. It's ridiculous. The Bible's ridiculous.
All right. Well, you've started a firestorm now. We'll give you the last word, and we have two other callers we have to get to. Go ahead and finish it.
That's all I have. I want to hear your nuts. I want to hear these orange Jesus lovers come up with an explanation that isn't going to make me laugh so hard that I lose my breath and pass out.
Okay. All right, Tom. Thanks so much. Appreciate your call as always. Always fun to talk to you. Judy, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I just loved the last caller.
Okay.
I'm one of the ones that do support Trump. And I don't think there's anything wrong with me, but I think he's got a real problem.
Who, the prior caller or Trump?
The prior caller.
Okay.
I'm going to reiterate, this is going to be short and sweet.
All right.
I'm going to reiterate something George Carlin said. You can't fix stupid.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, well...
But I was angry. He made me angry because of the things that he said. They were nasty and just plain nasty. He doesn't have facts to back up what he says. At least those callers that he's putting down have facts to back him up. He doesn't. So I'm not at all impressed by what he has to say, and he did make me angry.
Well,
because I don't think that the people that support Trump deserve what he said.
Yeah, I don't think they're a basket of deplorables, as Hillary Clinton once called them, or MAGA nuts, as they've been called on the program. I think these are genuine people who are serious about wanting to make this country great, and they believe that Donald Trump is the guy to do it. You know,
well,
I may disagree with them.
I do, and absolutely I do. Do I like everything about him? No, but I like most about him.
Yeah.
And I like his attitude. His strength. Don't people realize that that's what we need to guide our country now because of what we have lost through this last administration?
Right.
Worldwide, we've lost big time.
Yeah, we're not as strong
as we used
to be.
And if nothing else, he got the respect from these countries. And that's what we need, is to be brought back to respect. And if it takes some tough talk, maybe that's what we need. And I think, you know, and people don't like what Trump says. But you know what? I think the voice of the people's coming out of his mouth. There are people who sit back and won't say anything and haven't for years and years and years. And I think he speaks.
You still there? Judy? Something happened. Judy got cut off. I don't know what happened. I didn't cut her off. Actually, all three lines got cut off. Is there a phone problem, Lena? Lynn? No? Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry, Judy. You didn't get to finish your comment. If you want to call back, we have to take a quick break. We'll do that, and you're welcome to call back and finish your thoughts, and the other two callers who were on the line are welcome to call back as well.
When car repairs get difficult...
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the... out of auto repair.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues. Solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, welcome back on board. On the Mark, I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. Have a lot of emails and a couple of texts and two calls on the line. And we're going to go first with Bob. You were waiting patiently, sir. You're on the mark.
Okay, thank you. First of all, Joe, I appreciate your insight, and you love history, and so do I. So I'm going to point out history here with what I call demonstrations. Over the years, Woodstock was a was like an organized demonstration. Dr. Martin Luther King, that was an organized demonstration. My sister had worked for the Smithsonian as a nurse for so many years, and she participated in the March for Life when she was down there. And of course, let's go back to the church, and Martin Luther protested the Catholic Church and Protestants. So there's a way to do things without violence and just organization.
I agree. Yeah, but you know the problem is that sometimes these demonstrations do resort to violence, and then
I know, because race riots years ago, there was race riots. That was a little bit before my time.
Yeah, well, I remember them, to be honest with you. But, you know, but there was a question where a whole group of people, their civil liberties were being ignored and trampled on, and no one was listening to them, so they really didn't have much choice.
Right.
And Dr. King, God bless him, preached nonviolence, and that took a lot of courage to do during those times.
Yes.
So I agree with you there.
Of course, you grew up in Harrisburg, and versus here, and of course, you know, you were exposed to that more so when you were growing up and living there than we were around here.
Yeah, true.
Bob, all right, thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Bob. Take care. Okay, Harry, you're on the mark from Sunbury. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'd like to hope that we can get an intervention for Tom. He obviously has an addiction to tinfoil. Either that or he needs to put the crack pipe down. I don't know. it's funny. He wants to straighten everybody out, but yet he doesn't understand what he's talking about either. The One World Order is not about taking over anybody militarily or anything. It is about all the governments of the world practicing the same thing. There's a treaty, for example, through the UN to regulate guns. It's a gun control treaty through the UN that was tried to get pushed through. Luckily, has been no real traction on it yet, but that's an example of it. You have people like Bill Gates being involved with policies involving farming. What does Bill Gates know about farming? Talk to me about computers, I'll listen to what he says. George Soros, with his billions of dollars, is involved with all kinds of foundations to move things. That's what the one world government is, where everybody follows along to get along, not necessarily our way of life. Tom wouldn't be able, under that type of regime, wouldn't be able to espouse his screwball things there. And I also am annoyed. I am not necessarily a Trump supporter, although I did vote for him both times, and faced with the sick choice between him and Biden again, my vote will go to Donald Trump. And to have somebody like Tom tell me that I'm a despicable person because I would vote for somebody rather than an incompetent boob like Biden offends me.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand you being offended. I mean, you don't even need to use harsh words like that to describe someone you disagree with politically. I think that's part of our problem in this country. We're too quick to condemn other people who disagree with us. But on the other hand, on the other hand, Donald Trump is a lightning rod. I mean, he's not somebody you're ambivalent about. You either love the guy or you hate him. I've never heard anybody say, I could take him or leave him. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, what I find amazing with, amusing, anyhow, I don't know if amazing is the right word, what I find amusing with Trump is, of all the people in my lifetime that have been president, and I can't really count Kennedy because I was 6 years old when John F. Kennedy was shot and killed, but of all the presidents that I can think of in my lifetime, the one that I can honestly say was not affected in any way or changed in any way as president was Donald Trump. Now, some of that is just because he was always kind of an arrogant, pompous, well, you know, horse's patootie before he was president. It didn't change him any there, but he was, for good, bad, or worse, he was as genuine the day he went in office as the day he came out of office. He was the same person. I don't know if that's good or not. He is not the kind of person I would want to sit down and have dinner with, but I'd vote for him for president again, so I don't know what that says.
Well, I think if you had sat down to have dinner with him and you disagree with him, he'd probably throw his soup on you. But, you know,
more than likely. And there's a lot of things I don't like about his attitude and his treatment towards people, but all I know is that 4 or 5 years ago, I was a whole lot better off than I am now.
Well, I agree with you there.
And I believe that's the case of the majority of the American public.
Yep.
You can't take credit for having inflation go down to 3% when it had gone up to a level that we hadn't seen in, what was it, 75 years?
Yep.
You can't do that and expect somebody to give you credit for things. It just doesn't work. Just doesn't work. And, you know, there's one other thing, too, Joe. I would have liked to have been able to call in yesterday for this, but one of the things when they talk about employment and unemployment numbers is, and I can tell you this from interviewing people, what's happening now is a lot of the employment numbers, there's not enough people to fill those jobs more than anything else. And the majority of people that come in for a position right now, like when they come into my store and they're looking, not getting many people that are coming in looking for entry-level jobs. We're getting people that are working a second job. There's not enough people to fill all the positions that are out there because the myth of overpopulation is being exposed.
Oh, good point. Good point. Okay, we'll give you the last word, sir.
Well, I just think that I was amazed that the Supreme Court was unanimous yesterday, but
yeah.
I was happy with it because they actually followed what the law said, and that is what the Supreme Court is supposed to do, not to interpret or write new laws. They are supposed to interpret what the law says, not to interpret what they think the law says, and they did that. I am concerned, though, because I think this is just one of the things that's going to happen over this whole election cycle, and it's one of the things that makes it hard to say I'm going to vote for Trump is the fact that every time he gets traction or every time something happens like a setback yesterday for those trying to get him off, there's going to be bigger and harsher steps taken to take the next step to force him out.
Yeah, there's also already a group of Democrats in Congress who are trying to write a bill to take him off the ballot using the insurrectionist clause. So, hey, thanks, Harry. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Take care. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. We have several emails, a couple of texts, but Joe's been waiting very patiently. Good morning, sir. Oh.
Yes, all right. Yeah, thanks. I would maybe two comments. One, I did say about Tom's screen to your screener about Tom's call is what Harry might have even touched on, but I'll try to make it quick. That he said about the MAGA nuts and the ones that call in about this New World Order, One World Order, that he wants them to explain, you know, how that would happen.
Right.
And in your place, you try to represent maybe Joseph and Dan and those, when you talk to him and after you went a little bit away with the conversation, you said it has to do on their part about biblical prophecy, right?
Right. They've
and when you
referenced
got to
that
point, I think Tom's answer was that he didn't want to hear that.
No, his answer was the Bible's ridiculous or something like that.
There
has nothing
okay,
to do with the
but
Bible.
Anyhow, he didn't, in my summary of it, that he didn't want to hear that that's why people call in, is that they believe in the Bible, and they believe the prophecy of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and that Jesus resurrected unto eternal life. The rest of the Bible prophecy is also going to be as true as that, right? That's what I think that some of your callers believe in. If part of the Bible prophecy is true, it's all going to be true.
Well, you probably have a point.
You can't really pick and choose, or don't you believe that?
Well, what I believe is immaterial in this case because...
is that what you believe about Dan or even the Christian
I'm just
idea
trying to repeat.
I thought was that if any part of the Bible is not truly the prophecy fulfilled, then, you know, what part is? If there's one, say, crack in the armor, then it's all for naught.
Well, what if God changed his mind?
Well, yeah, well, okay. I don't say that that's against prophecy then, right?
Well, there are stories in the Bible. Remember the guy looking for one, God was going to destroy a city, but someone said to him, if you come up with five honest people, we won't do it,
right.
I won't do it. So God changes his mind.
That was in the New Testament,
right,
that was the Sodom and Gomorrah. But anyhow, it's just the fact that you said that Tom may not believe in the Bible. I would ask him if he is an atheist. That would help me understand some of his views. But his quick answer to dismiss is what I'm trying to get at, and what I got at before is that he dismisses you when you say, I believe that their conclusions are based on the Bible. I don't want to hear it, right? So that's what I've just been saying all along,
all right,
about
okay.
people like Tom and Eric. So yep. On the court case, I think the 9-0 decision was a message sent to not only the states, but I think it was a message sent to Jack Smith about all this contrived lawfare that they cobbled together on the four different cases, all of them, anyone from in New York, Georgia, or D.C., which went to Florida. So any of them, I think it's a message that you better have your constitutional ideas and your arguments have to be in place before you're going to get a decision in your favor, such as Jack Smith, which is, you know, that's going to happen in not the too near future. So I think it's a message. I wasn't home much yesterday, and I didn't get to, I'm not going to comment much on Barrett or any of the writings of it because I didn't get to read it yet. So I just think that when I heard 9-0, because I thought it might be 8-1 to give the progressives a handhold on an argument, right? But when Roberts gathered the court together and made it clear that it's going 9-0 because there's no chance that the states have any rights to, you know, filter through and do this at the federal level on the presidential campaign, no right at all.
Right.
And don't say states' rights, because the federal government involves themselves in states' rights all the time. And I'm a guy, right, Second Amendment and that, but it doesn't really make a difference. You can't argue that it's not, because the federal government was put in place to bring the states together and to oversee the states, because the first... The Articles of Confederation didn't work because the colonies weren't overseen by a federal government that had any power, so they had to write the Constitution afterwards.
And
right?
They couldn't levy taxes. That was the biggest problem.
Right,
they
right.
couldn't
there
levy taxes.
There was a big thing that the federal government was going to have more power than what it did at the Articles of Confederation,
right,
because the states were still like independent colonies and they had no control over the disputes between the states. So the federal government was put in place so that there could be some overseeing of states' disputes.
Joe, we'll give you the last word. We have to take a break, sir. We'll give you the final word.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Hey, anytime, sir. Thank you for calling. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. One of our texters says, Tom, why are you so hateful? And Tom, China has been sending thousands of military-age males illegally across the U.S. border, several divisions worth. Why do you think they're doing that, Tom? We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Your on-the-spot reporter back at Sleep World with Jim and Joe, and I gotta tell you, I'm hearing great things about the Smart Bed from Personal Comfort.
Yes, Scott, the Smart Bed from Personal Comfort is really the way to go when you and your partner can't agree on the firmness of a bed.
Do you know how many times couples come into the store and told us that they are sleeping on separate beds? Because she likes a plush, but his back needs something much firmer.
So Sleep World is keeping families together. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Just set your Smart Bed number to the firmness you want, and your partner can set the number they want.
And for thousands of dollars less than Sleep Number beds you see on TV.
And Sleep World always has financing available.
You can finance with 12 months, 0% interest.
And if it's bedroom furniture you're looking for, we have beautiful bedroom suits, including our solid wood, Amish-made furniture in front of the store.
Stop down to Sleep World and check out the Smart Bed from Personal Comfort and customize your own bed. Sleep World on the Strip in Seals Grove, next to Lowe's. Financing with your good credit.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. We have an email or two here, and we have a caller on the line. Two of the hotlines are open at 570-743-9565. Josh says, good morning. Earlier, a caller was talking about respect and what former President Trump demanded while he was in office. As a Republican that will be voting for anyone but Trump, I find it hard to believe that this would be the takeaway. Let's use Russia as an example, considering that just this past month, the informant that was being used against the Biden family was being influenced and fed information by Russian intelligence. Putin does not respect the United States, no matter who's in office, and he certainly does not respect Donald Trump and most likely views him as useful. I'll leave it up to the interpretation if you want to add idiot at the end of that. And that's signed by Josh. And then Doug says, and then we'll get to our caller, yes, Tom, Yes, Tom, January 6th was despicable. The fact that many liberals, including Pelosi and many more, wanted a riot to happen so they could call it an insurrection and use it against Trump is truly despicable. The fact that they ordered Capitol Police to open doors and let people in and then launched tear gas into the crowd to get something started and that Pelosi refused extra security for that day, that's despicable. The fact that many who even got close to the Capitol that day are rotting in prison is despicable. And the fact that there are hours upon hours of video that show this and the left refuses to see it is despicable indeed. That's signed by Doug. Dan, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Well, to Tom, talking about scripture. Why do I believe the scripture?
No, he didn't ask about the Bible. He wants to know what the actual plan is. Not what the Bible says it is, but what is the actual plan and how is it likely to work out? That's his point. He said he didn't want to hear about the Bible.
Well, if in other words, what he don't understand, what apparently maybe you don't understand, is without scripture, I can't prove that there's going to be a world dictator, and I can't prove there's going to be a one world government, even though the evidence is all around us. The meetings in Oslo every year where they develop plans for people control. And like you told Tom, it won't be the Democratic Party taking over the world. It's a man of peace coming saying peace, safety, and people are going to be ready for anybody that comes with a peace plan that can solve the world's problems. And that's how it'll come in. And like the ones that talk about this today, the high ups in the Democratic Party, they're not coming in outside of a peace program. They talk about peace, and they want to get all religion together on one. That's why you hear all the time that we as evangelical Christians are troublemakers, because we don't go along with the, all the new world order things within the church.
I think what you know, you're missing his point. I mean, he doesn't believe that this is a biblical thing. He believes that there's got to be some mechanism that will result in this takeover, as you want to call it, this new order. And he wants to know the nut and bolts, the way it's going to happen, not what prophecy says, not what the Bible says, but how is it going to happen in today's world? That's his point.
Well, I explained the best I could from a, you know, that it's going to come through a peace platform where we're being deceived. Like, for example, the COVID-19 propaganda was a method to see how many people would go along with it, and it worked out well for them, because the news media, Hollywood, it said, hey, take COVID-19, you'll be cured, you won't get the disease, you'll be all right. Well, that, how did that work out? Except the control part was they were able to shut down businesses and put a lot of small people out of business. Now they're broke. And, you know,
yeah, and your buddy Donald Trump, was one of those people who was deceived, you told us on the program. So do we really want to elect somebody who can be deceived into supporting this one world order? If he's been deceived on that?
Go along with, he understands most of it, that part. Hey, anybody can make a mistake. Hey, I make them all the time, Joe. But he was mostly right. When he talks about this one world order at his always rallies, he knows what's coming. It's either him right now, he stands between that and more new world order things under Biden. They're the new world order people, and they're not opposed to one person rule. If they could find a person that could run this world without any problems, supposedly, they would go for it.
So one world order is one ruler? I thought Harry described it perhaps best, without getting it into too much into religion. He said that, you know, it's just we're all going to get together and develop the same ideas. Something like the United Nations will try to bring us all together, get us all going in the same direction. That isn't necessarily bad, is it? If we all agree that certain things, if we all agree certain basic human rights are necessary, if we all agree that we shouldn't have slaves, we all agree we shouldn't have crime, you know, is that bad?
That, it sounds good on the surface, the way you described it. That's the deceit of it. That's where you cannot go by that. You have to go by divine revelation. That's where we get into scripture. Sounds wonderful.
We got to take it.
Who wouldn't want world peace? But it won't stay that way.
Okay, but we got to take a break. Dan, we got to take a break here. But let's face it, there are, 147 Protestant denominations. There's Catholics, there's Jews. Nobody agrees on anything in religion. Nobody agrees on everything in the world. You believe you're right?
There's a lot of agreement. We all agree that Jesus Christ came to the earth to be the Savior.
No, we have a caller that doesn't...
I don't think there's anybody would disagree with that statement.
Yeah, we have a caller who doesn't even believe his name is Jesus, as if somebody made a mistake.
Well, that's his... he has that right for the entire...
I'm not saying he doesn't have that right. I'm just saying that
we're agreeing the Scripture's right.
Well, if we can't even agree on whose name it is, we got a problem. Hey, listen,
Dan,
we got
the same person. Well, Joe, it's the same person.
Then why not use the same name?
About the same person.
Why not use the same?
This, different term than I do.
Okay, listen, Dan, we got to take our final break. I'm sorry. 570-743-9565. If you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. That's our hotline number right now, and we invite you to give us a call.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Okay, welcome back to On the Mark. We've got time for one quick call. If you want to get on, give us a call to 570-743-9565. Some of our texters making comments this morning. Usually Tom generates quite a bit of discussion on the program, and then Tom has fired back in an email. But first, we'll go off on Tom's detractors. One says, the Democrats targeting Trump alone to keep him off the ballot are not following the Constitution. Agree with you there. Another one says, Tom, China is... Oh, I read that one. Wake up, Tom. Biden is selling this country out daily to the advantage of China. Open your mind, Tom, and learn something. Another one says, oh, Tom, yes, the Democrats are all in for global government. They are like of like mind and with the rest of the globalist tyrants. And then, Tom, the election was very suspect. Election laws were unconstitutionally changed, but people like you are okay with the destruction of democracy. And then, Tom, anyone voting for Biden is worse than despicable. They condone treason and the invasion of the country. And finally, yes, Tom, the riot at the Capitol was despicable, but Trump never told anyone to start a riot. And then Tom fired back. He says, one of the smartest people to talk about religion was George Carlin. Check him out on YouTube. It's hilarious, but oh so true. On today's show, same excrement, different day. Tinfoil Harry once again did not disappoint. Well, you're right. I mean, I have seen George Carlin on religion on YouTube and other those places, and it is funny. It's also sacrilegious, you know, but he was entitled to his opinion, and you know, he had the right to say what he said. I found it somewhat offensive, but I also found it funny. I guess that makes me... I just don't think anything should be off limits when you're talking about humor. It's the problem with comedy today. It's become so sanitized because we don't want to offend anybody. Somewhere out there, a guy like Don Rickles is rolling in his grave. Hey, thanks for being with us today. A lively, hot day. Give us a call tomorrow. We're going to have Senator Bob Casey on at the first 20 minutes of the program, and then we'll have open phones. This is WKOK Sunbury.